You would have heard the first stage of the US president's Middle East peace plan was unveiled this week by his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. It's been billed as part one of Washington's broader plan to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. It calls for nearly $28 billion in business and infrastructure projects in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. And Mr. Kushner says it's the opportunity of the century.
It would create 1 million jobs in the West Bank and Gaza. It would take their unemployment rate from about 30% to single digits. It would reduce their poverty rate by half if it's implemented correctly.
He was looking for support at a meeting in Bahrain this week, but the Palestinian government boycotted it, leading the US to uninvite Israel. Dr. Hanan Ashrawi is a senior member of the Palestinian Liberation Organization's Executive Committee. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you very much.
As a veteran negotiator, what do you make of this plan?
Well, this is not really a plan. It's a diversionary tactic, frankly speaking. If the economic issue was the real problem, then we would have solved it years ago, decades ago. What they're doing is deflecting attention, trying to avoid mentioning the real issues like the occupation, the Israeli occupation that steals our land and resources, that places us in a situation of total control and captivity, and destroys persistently everything that we try to build. And at the same time, he's trying to focus on how we can get some investments, how can we get you some loans, how can we get you a few grants. And these things have been done before, they've been tried before, and Israel's capacity to destroy is infinite. It's a bottomless pit. So the thing is not to keep doing the same thing over and over again with, and I'll tell you this is fictitious, with an imaginary economic plan, but to roll up your sleeves and deal with the real issues, with the occupation, with the Palestinian people's right to self-determination, to freedom, to dignity, to controlling their own lives and resources on our own lands, to exercising our right to self-determination and sovereignty. These are the issues that we should be addressing, not how to make your prison a bit less unpleasant, and how do we make sure that you will acquiesce or be defeated by the occupation, and how to normalize the occupation and Palestinian lives. These things are not going to work. They've been tried, they have failed, and this one is even worse because it is like a beginner's exercise. It's, you know, development 101, and it has no relationship to reality.
Should Palestinian officials still have attended the meeting in Bahrain this week, at least to have a voice there and participate in these talks?
Look, this is disingenuous, really, because the US has been punishing us and has been carrying out punitive economic measures. They have defunded the refugees. They have defunded our hospitals. They have defunded our schools, universities, and even scholarships. So now they're saying that we want to give you an opportunity. I mean, really, the thing is, why should we go when the US has preempted all the real issues, has taken prejudicial, illegal unilateral steps on issues like Jerusalem? There is no way any Palestinian will accept the illegal annexation of Jerusalem by Israel and American collusion in that area. They have also undermined and tried to defund and destroy the Palestinian refugee rights. Then they moved ahead. They refused to talk about the two-state solution. They refused to even recognize the existence of the occupation. They dropped the term occupation from their lexicon. Then they're moving ahead and they're refusing to talk about the 67 borders, and so on and so on. So they have preempted all the key issues, all the political and legal issues. They've given Israel a free hand. They've even accepted the annexation of other Arab lands, including the Golan Heights. Does that mean if we go to Manama and we attend this simplistic workshop that we've accepted all the real issues that have been destroyed or the very foundations of peace that the U.S. along with Israel have destroyed? This is entirely unacceptable.
The US says part two of this plan will focus on a political solution and settlements. We don't know when it'll be released, but have you heard any hints of what it might propose, or what are your expectations?
Well, I just told you what they did effectively on the ground, unilaterally and illegally. So the peace plan itself has been totally undermined. There is no peace plan, frankly speaking, unless it is what Kushner talked about and others, that they want to make sure we accept defeat, that we surrender. There is no peace plan, frankly speaking, if you give away Jerusalem and refugee rights and refuse borders and refuse sovereignty for Palestine and so on and so on and so on. What is left to talk about? So the issue is not looking at this as part of a peace plan. This is instead of a genuine peace plan, buying Israel time to create more facts unilaterally, to expand, to steal more land, build more settlements, destroy our economy and infrastructure, and move ahead, while also preemptively blocking any serious attempt from Europe, from the Arab, from anywhere to start a genuine peace process that is based on international law and recognition of rights. That's the problem. And now they're saying, why don't you come to this ridiculous exercise that has nothing to do with reality or with the causes of the conflict? And we will see then the peace plan, which will depend, as usual, on the Israeli timetable and, of course, on Israeli priorities, and will, the, whose objective is to normalize Israel in the region, normalize the occupation, and serve only one purpose, Israel's security and Israel's legitimacy, full stop, at the expense of Palestine as a whole.
Dr. Ashrawi, thank you so much for coming on our show.
You are most welcome, Patricia. My pleasure.
Dr. Hanan Ashrawi is a senior member of the Palestinian Liberation Organization's Executive Committee. And this is RN Drive.